Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey with our call to worship on this special day set aside to honor and remember the men that God placed in our lives as we celebrate Father's Day. Father, Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You alone are our heavenly Father, the ultimate example to each of us as fathers. God, please bless those fathers listening today. Help them to be encouraged, strengthened in their faith. Help us to remember that we will see you working in and through us, and that in due season, Lord, we know that we will reap if we faint not. Help us all to see your fingerprints on our lives as you have used our fathers to help mold us and shape us into your image. And we know that all things work together for good to those of us who love you and are the called according to your purpose for us. I thank you, Father, for the priceless blessing of having my father in my life, that even in these his latter years, you're still using his words and actions and his love to influence my thoughts and my life. And for those whose fathers have gone on before them, please comfort them with many precious memories and the peace that only your Spirit can give. Lord, direct our thoughts as we learn what you have for us today during our time together on this Father's Day.
Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. I love you, adore you, I bow down before you. Heavenly Father,
Ghost within.
This is a Father's Day call to worship. You are listening to Call to Worship. Please invite your friends to join us for this program as their Call to Worship, heard on this station weekly at the same time. When you visit the Call to Worship website, you can listen to previous programs and see a playlist of songs included in today's program. Find devotional readings as well as our statement of faith and more. Our website also allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution to this ministry. That address is calltoworship.us. The Call to Worship Ministry also includes a Facebook page where listeners can fellowship, share testimonies, and find out what the topic will be for next week's program. And you can also follow us on Twitter at Call to Worship Him. That's at Call followed by the number 2 Worship Him. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Once again, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501.
of your plan. How could a crucifixion result in life for me? How could the cross that bound you set me free? But the heavens divided, and I saw your nail-scarred hands, and I knew you had provided once again. Yes, children, lift your voices, for the Father hath provided again. All the earth rejoices, for the Father hath provided again. I know that He is able, I know my every need He'll supply out of His boundless riches. The Father hath provided again. Children, lift your voices, for the Father.
This is your call to worship and praise.
Thank you. trust in God, I trust in God, He cares for me. On mountain peak or on the sea, the stormy sea,
the billows
If you have been blessed and given the role of a father, then you will be encouraged today as you are reminded of God's standards in His Word and how He will give you wisdom and strength to accomplish that task before you. And you'll be happy as you look back and see God's fingerprints on your life as He has used you in the lives of your children and those who look to you as the father figure in their life. And you can rest assured that blessings will come in the future as God, your Heavenly Father, works in you and through you in time to come as He is faithful to give you a future and hope. What is a father? Well, father is one who feeds and supports or exercises paternal care over another. God is called the father of the fatherless. The first ancestor, Adam, was the father of the human race. Abraham was the father of the Israelites. Attributes of a father include mercy and compassion, as found in Luke chapter 6. You must be compassionate just as your father is compassionate. Love your wife, mother of your children. Colossians 3. Husbands, love your wives and never treat them harshly. Ephesians has a lot to say about fathers. Beginning with chapter 5, verse 25, husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church. He gave up His life for her. Later in that same chapter, husbands ought to love their wives as they love their own bodies. For a man who loves his wife actually shows love for himself. Fathers, encourage your children bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, as we find in chapter 6 of Ephesians, verse 4. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger by the way you treat them. Rather, bring them up with the discipline and instruction that comes from the Lord. God's discipline is always good for us. And as fathers, we should discipline also with instruction and in love, as found in Hebrews chapter 12. Since we respected our earthly fathers who disciplined us, shouldn't we submit even more to the discipline of the Father of our spirits and live forever? For our earthly fathers disciplined us for a few years, doing the best they knew how. But God's discipline is always good for us, so that we might share in His holiness. God gives us clear instructions on how we are to treat our father. Ephesians 6, honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise. If you honor your father and mother, things will go well for you, and you will have a long life on earth. As we look at our Heavenly Father, praise God that there is a friend that sticks closer than a brother, and He is our Father in heaven. He will never, ever leave us or forsake us. Jesus Christ had a lot to say about our Heavenly Father, as found in the book of Matthew. Not only can we praise Him for His attributes, but as fathers, we should follow His example. And as children, we can thank God for these character traits that we see in our earthly father. Here are just a few observations from Matthew. We should praise the Father for His good deeds and earthly fathers for theirs. Our Heavenly Father is forgiving, and fathers should forgive others, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven us. Our Heavenly Father feeds us. He meets our material needs. As fathers, we should work hard to meet the needs of our families and those around us. Our Heavenly Father knows all of our needs. Fathers should watch out for the needs of others. And our Heavenly Father gives us good things when we ask. When our family asks, always give them the best. Our Heavenly Father knows those who are His. Work hard to really know your family. Our Heavenly Father does not want any of us to die. As fathers, we should do all we can to protect our family and teach them the gospel so they will not die a spiritual death and miss out on eternity with our Heavenly Father. Matthew 18, in the same way, it is not my Heavenly Father's will that even one of these little ones should perish. Our Heavenly Father has given us His Spirit. It would be the ultimate good gift for a father to lead his family to Christ and watch as they grow in grace and the knowledge of God and His Spirit. Luke 11. So, if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? Our Heavenly Father has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. We should study the Word and pray, so that as fathers, we can be a blessing to our families. Ephesians chapter 1, all praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms, because we are united with Christ. God has used and is using your father to conform you to His image, God's image. No matter how good or bad your earthly father has treated you, we are told in Romans 8, 28 and 29 that it's all good because it is being used by God in our lives. And be thankful for the absolute perfect Father, our Heavenly Father, who loved us so much that He gave His only Son to purchase our salvation, saving us from sin, and making a way that we can spend eternity in heaven with Him, our Father. Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as we honor those and thank God for the fathers in our lives. Our goal is that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take just a moment and write to us. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Once again, that is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. You're invited to visit our website at www.calltoworship.us. You'll find a lot more information about us, and you can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry right there on our website. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, now may the God of peace, who brought up from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, and ratified an eternal covenant with his blood, may he equip you, especially fathers, with all you need for doing his will. May he produce in you, through the power of Jesus Christ, every good thing that is pleasing to him. All glory to him forever and ever. Amen.